Focus on flowers.
As we put our gardens to bed and say goodbye to our bouquets of homegrown fresh flowers, it is good to have vases of hydrangea blooms. By November, many blooms have even begun to dry on the hydrangea shrubs. I love the way my paniculata grandiflora hydrangea, that blooms white and then later turns pink, looks when I pick it and put it in a large vase. The stems are so stiff that I can stand the stems up in a narrow-necked container and let the blooms finish drying upright. I can also, of course, remove the leaves and tie the stems together and hang the blooms upside down to dry. The upside-down method helps to straighten the stems. The beauty of hydrangeas is that since they will dry nicely in a vase, we can arrange them and see how they look. Stand them in about half a vase of water and let the water evaporate over time. By the time no water is left, the flowers will have completely dried. Expect some shrinkage in the flowers as they dry, so make sure to make the bouquet full enough at the outset to allow for the shrinkage. There are so many wonderful varieties of hydrangeas nowadays that there are pinks and purples and lime greens and also variegated blossoms to mix and match in a vase. My motto is, you can never have too many hydrangea shrubs in a garden. Even for a small yard, there are lots of dwarfs available as well. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on everlasting hydrangeas.